More than 6 in 10 Muslims backed French far-left party in EU elections. By Kurt Zindulka on June 13, 2024. The European Parliament elections saw over 6 in 10 Muslims in France back the far-left party of Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who, like other leading leftists in Europe, has faced accusations of anti-Semitism and of cozying up to radical Islamists. A study conducted by IFOP for the Catholic Lacroix newspaper found that 62% of Muslims voted for the La France Insoumise, France Unbout/LFI, list in the European elections on Sunday, in which the far-left party won nearly 2.5 million votes for a projected 9 seats in the European Parliament. The LFI was distantly followed by the centre-left neoliberal Place Publique party of Raphaël Glucksmann, which received 8% of the Muslim vote, and then by President Macron's Renaissance and Marine Le Pen's National Rally, both of whom secured 6% of the Muslim vote. According to the survey, the strong support for the far-left party was particularly motivated by the war in Gaza, with 83% of Muslims in France citing the conflict between Israel and Hamas terrorists as their top issue in the European elections, compared to 25% for the overall population. La France Insoumise, led by 72-year-old Jean-Luc Mélenchon, a socialist often described as France's equivalent to America's Bernie Sanders or Britain's Jeremy Corbyn, has long catered to the Muslim vote, with Mélenchon winning 69% of Muslims in the 2022 presidential election. The widespread support for his leftist party among Muslims comes as the LFI made the issue of Gaza a central theme of its campaign, having even selected prominent Franco-Palestinian activist Rima Hassan to represent the party in the EU Parliament. Ahead of the vote, an LFI member of the National Assembly, Sébastien Delagu, sparked national controversy for waving a Palestinian flag in the French Parliament during a debate on the official recognition of Palestine as a state, which many took as a symbolic demonstration that the far-left party is not loyal to France. Apparently, out of concern of angering their large Muslim base, La France Insoumise also decided to boycott bipartisan demonstrations against anti-Semitism in Paris following the October 7 Hamas terror attacks in Israel, which saw Islamists murder over 1,200 people and kidnap hundreds more. Mélenchon has personally attempted to downplay the rise of anti-Semitism within his own country following the October 7 attacks, claiming in a June blog post that, contrary to what official propaganda says, anti-Semitism remains residual in France. It is, in any case, completely absent from popular gatherings. In contradiction to the leftist leader's claims, statistics from the French Ministry of the Interior found that there was a 300% increase in anti-Jewish acts in the first quarter of this year. Despite facing accusations of anti-Semitism, Mélenchon successfully rallied support for a left-wing election pact this week. Dubbed the Popular Front, comprised of the Socialist Party, La France Insoumise, the Green Lay Ecologists, and the French Communist Party, the alliance will attempt to block the populist right from taking power. Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.